Let's get started. We're learning Siman Dalet, Hilchas Netilas Yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah gives here an introduction, so let's see first the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Aleph. The Mechaber says, Yerchat Yadav, we should wash our hands. Yesh al zeh shnei ta'amim. There are two reasons for the mitzvah of washing the hands in the morning. The Tekana of Chazal, aside from the Inyan of Ruach Ra, which is not Mechayev Bracha, as we have to get rid of the Ruach Ra, but there was a reason for a Tekana of Chazal, an enactment of the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim that we make a Bracha on. This is a Machlokas, the Rush and the Rashba. A Rush, Kasav, Lefish Yadayim, Shal Adam, Askani Yasein, a person's hands are busy. The Iyav Shashla Yigam, Babazra, Amitun of Belaila. It's impossible that a person should avoid touching himself, his abasa matunaf, a dirty place, in the middle of the night, while he's sleeping. Lezat tiknu chazal bracha al hanatila, the creation of tefillah. So therefore, chazal were masakin a bracha, to wash our hands and make a bracha on the natila for kriyashma and tefillah. In other words, we have to wash our hands in order to have clean hands for kriyashma and tefillah, the din in the tefillah. In fact, the Rush himself holds, even though we don't do this, but the Rush holds that a person has to wash his hands for every tefillah and make a bracha. Veha Rashba, the Rashba, kosav lefi shabeshachar achar hashina anu nasim keberia chadasha. In the morning, a person wakes up and he's a beria chadasha. He's a new creature. We just got started. So we're up to Siman Dalet. We're learning about washing the hands. At the kind of Chazal that we have to wash our hands in the morning. The Machlok is the Rush and the Rashba. The Rush says we wash our hands because the hands are busy, and the Rashba says we wash our hands because we're a Beri Chadash. That's what we're up to. Dichtiv Chadashim Labakarim Rabba Emunasecha, that every morning is new. Rabba and Munasecha, Hashem, your faith is very great. We trust you by giving our neshamas to you every night, and you give it back. So because the person is new, he gets a new start in the morning, so he has a new start in Avodas Hashem. And since the person has a new start in Avodas Hashem, so he should wash his hands and prepare himself for his Avodah. Tzrichan anu lohaydeis l'yizbarach, we have to thank Hashem. We got a new life, so we have to thank Hashem for the new day. Shabaranu lichvoido, he created us for his honor, l'sharsoi, to serve him, l'varich shamoi, and to say blessings to his name. V'aldavar zat tiknu b'shachar kol eizen ha-bracha ishanu m'varchin b'chol boiker. That's why we say the bracha is birchas ha-shachar. We say bracha p'kiach ivrim, and malbish harumim, and we thank Hashem for all the bracha that we have in our lives. So that's the person that, since he's a new beria, a new creature, he has to start off his day by thanking Hashem for all the goodness that Hashem gave him. So therefore, since he's starting off his day thanking Hashem for the new day, so he has to prepare for that avodah. L'chein, gam davar zeh tiknu. Chazal also made this tikkun, b'shachar lehizkadesh b'kedushasoi, to be mekadesh with the kedusha of Hashem, v'litol yadeinu min akli, to wash our hands from a kli. So the tekana was davka to wash our hands from a kli, kekoyin, shemekadesh yadav min akior koydem avoidasa, just like a koyin who washes his hands from the sink before his avoida. So that's the explanation of the Rashba. So we have the Rush, that the Indian of Nefilas Yadayim is the hands are busy, and we touch ourselves in our sleep, and we have to clean our hands in order to pray, and really, who adin, by all tefillahs should be such a thing. And the Rashba, no, it's specifically to the chakras, the morning prayer, because the person has a new start and he has to thank Hashem. And mimela, that haidah, that avoida that we do, comes first with a tekana to wash our hands to prepare, like a kohen comes to do the avoida in the base of mikdash. How do we paskin? Lamaisei, we paskin like both shitas l'chumra. Lahalacha anu teifsim kishnei hata'amim, we take on both explanations, l'chumra, l'inyan netila, that we wash our hands, but when it comes to a bracha, we're going to be mekel. That's basically what it comes at, that whenever that one, even according to one opinion, they would require a washing of the hands, we should wash our hands, but we don't make a bracha, unless everybody holds we make a bracha. Kedala kaman b'zasim, and like we'll see many different examples of this. Let's go further. V'im loy Oh, so you're asking that when a person washes his hands, he has to get rid of the ruach ra. There's a tumah on the hand, and the purpose of the washing the hands is to get rid of the tumah. That's absolutely correct, but there's two different inyanim here. What, to get rid of the tumah is a great thing, but that wouldn't have warranted a bracha. That's like a mazik. It's something that's harmful that we have to get rid of. And by washing the hands, we get rid of that ruach ra. But Chazal, they made a mitzvah. This is one of the mitzvahs der abundant. There's an enactment to wash our hands, that we make a bracha on the washing of the hands. Yeah. So this mitzvah of washing the hands had one of two reasons. Either it was because we have to have clean hands for prayer, and they said we make a bracha on washing our hands when we clean our hands for prayer. Or we're, because a person has a new day and he's doing this avodah for Hashem of Birkas HaShachar, so he has to wash his hands for the Birkas HaShachar, like a kohen who comes to the base of Mikdash. So that was the tekana that we make a bracha on. You're right, we wash our hands to get rid of the ruach ra, but that wouldn't have warranted to make a bracha. It's not a mitzvah, it's just getting rid of something bad, but this is a mitzvah, a tekana to do something positive. If a person didn't make the bracha of al nesil yadayim before shachris, shuv leivarak akar tefila kula yalma, everybody agrees that you don't make a bracha anymore. The Rashba, according to the Rashi, it's only for tefila, and according to the Rashba, it was the beginning of the avodah to wash hands and make a bracha. So he washed his hands, but he didn't make a bracha. It's too late. Like, let's see the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Yirchas yada vivarach al nefilas yadayim. The person should wash his hands, and then he should make a bracha al nefilas yadayim. Let's see up to here the Mishnah Berurah. Wait, let's do the sifkat and base first, and then we'll go further. Sifkat and base, vivarach. He should make a bracha miyad achar netila yivarach. He makes the bracha right away. Ve'in tarik lahamtin al niguf. He doesn't have to wait to dry his hands. In other words, the bracha al nefilas yadayim, unlike and also you don't have to dry your hands. It's not like washing for bread. Washing for bread, a person must dry his hands. But over here, by the washing hands in the morning, the main thing is to get rid of the, to do the maise of washing the hands. So that's enough. It doesn't matter that his hands are still wet. There are those that are machmir that he shouldn't make a bracha until he dries his hands. Why? The Sfir Lahu, Dain Ruach Ra, Star Me Yadayim, Ad Achar Niguv. That because the Tumah doesn't get off of the hands until he dries his hands, then he can't make the bracha with hands that still have the water that's tummy, even though the hands are no longer tummy, but the water on the hands are tummy. So therefore, he shouldn't make the bracha until he dries his hands. The Sfir Lahu, Da Asul Avarik Biyadayim, She Ruach Ra, Shar Aliyim, and they hold. They know that to make a bracha till the hands are clean, they're cleansed from the tumah. Aval dasa poiskim ein kain. But the opinion, the conclusion of the poiskim is not so. Which means halakha l'maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah holds that he's permitted to make the bracha before he dries his hands, and he doesn't even need to dry his hands, and it's not a problem that his hands have ruach ra. Because of the Seder Hayom wrote, shalo yiga b'malbushav atito, that a person should not touch his clothing until he washes his hands. This is an issue of Ruach Ra, of a Gemara Le Mashma Kain. That's from the Magen Avraham, that it's not Mashma like that in the Gemara, that it's okay to touch your clothes before you wash your hands. So a person wants to be Machmer like the Seder, Yom Gizateh, but it seems that the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that a person is not Mechuyev to be cautious in this because the Gemara is not Mashma. So, Isa b'bracha, it says in the Gemara in Bracha, Zafnan Aleph, Al Tito, Halukha, Shachres, Miad HaShamish, V'tilbush, that a person shouldn't let the Shamish, his servant, hand him his cloak, his robe, in the morning, V'tilbush, and then dress himself, Mishum Sakanas Mazikim. This is a Sakana of the Mazikim, Eli Yitalehu Ba'atzmai Mimokam Shusham. He should just take it himself. Okay, most of us don't have a servant waiting by our bed to hand us our clothing, but Al Kapanim says not to do that because that's a sakana. Of Medina Seino, Shane Anohochem, I skipped? No. Of Medina Seino, Shane Anohochem, Yechefem, I did skip. Where are we? Yeah. Even if that Shamish washed his hands, I mean, this has nothing to do with the Ruach Rav, the Adayim. This is even if the servant washed his hands, there's just some kind of spiritual thing we don't understand, that the Mezikin, a person's in a Sakana of Mezikin if he takes his robe away from the Shamash in the morning. Fine. Take it himself. Amrina Megamara, we say in the Gemara, Roiketz Adam Panav Yadav Araglav V'chol Yam Mishum Kavod Kainai, that a person is a Telem Elokim, and a person should wash his face and his hands and his feet for the kavod of Hashem Yisbarach. It means he doesn't have to take a full shower. It's enough. I can if he wants. But the minimum requirement a person should be nice for davening is that he should wash his face and his hands and the feet also, but that's only in a country where they go barefoot. Of Medina Seino, she'ein anu halchem yichefem, we don't go barefoot. Ein tzarech lichayitz raglav shachar. So that's a practical halacha, which probably most people do. Wash your hands and your face before davening in order to look like a mensch. And then the feet is not necessary in our countries. Fine. Let's go further. Now the Hagah, let's make this clear. The Mechaber, there's a machlokas here, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber holds that we never ever make an Asher Yatzar unless we went to the bathroom. The Ramah holds that no. If a person didn't need to use the bathroom in the morning, only in the morning, but if a person didn't need to use the bathroom in the morning, then he should make an Asher Yatzar together with the Al Netzilas Yadayim. He washes his hands, he makes Al Netzilas Yadayim, he says Asher Yatzar, even if he didn't use the bathroom. Okay, for most of us, that doesn't usually occur, but if it should occur, that's the halacha, is that a person should say Asher Yatzar. It's the only time in the day that a person says Asher Yatzar without using the bathroom, but that's the sheet of the Ramah. So let's see that. Huh? It could happen that a person wakes up, let's say if he woke up in the middle of the night, he already used the bathroom, or let's say he didn't sleep so much that night. It's possible a person doesn't use the bathroom when they first get up. So then the Ramah holds that the actual getting up in the morning itself requires an Asher Yatzar. It's like Birkat HaShachar. It's part of the morning prayers. So normally it's not nogei, we usually do use the bathroom, but if a person should not have used the bathroom in the morning, the Ramah holds it's part of Birkas HaShachar, just like he says, Shalei Yasani Goy every day, say Asher Yatzar also. Yeah, we pass them like this. Let's see that inside, Hagav Yesh Aymrim, Gam Asher Yatzar, Vafilu Loy Asatrachav, the Kein Nahagu, that he also makes Asher Yatzar, just like he says all the Tehillim Yadayim, and that's the minute. Even if he didn't take care of his needs. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Gimel. Gam Asher Yatzar, that the Asher Yatzar he also makes Hatam. The reason for this is, Mishum Debebeker Nasa Kaberia Chadash. So like we said, according to the Rajba, for the Hatam of Netilas Yadayim, so all the Birkas HaShachar that we make every day, a new Birkas HaShachar, why do you have to make today? You made it yesterday. So the pshat is that a new day is a new Mechayev. It's like we've got a new chance, a fresh start in life. So Mimela, just like he says, Pekeach Ivrim every single morning, and he says Elkai Neshama every single morning, so he'll say Asher Yatzar every single morning. Now, usually he uses the bathroom, he has to say Asher Yatzar. The Mechaber holds it only if he uses the bathroom, but the Ramah says no, it's like Birkas HaShachar. So he's a Beria Chadasha, but Tzrikan Anu L'Hoidei Tzloi, we have to give Hoida and Sheva to the Rabbanu Shalom, and this can Birkas Elkai Neshama v'Asher Yatzar. So Elokai Neshama and Asher Yatzar go together. They're a Hoida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave us a goof, the creation of the goof. So mainly you have to make the bracha even if you didn't use the restroom. Vish Otamim Acherim, there are other reasons, Ein Bachreinim, because of a Prima Gadim, the Fiat Tom de Beria Chadasha, according to this reason that we mentioned, of Beria Chadasha, Imaya Neir, Kolawaila, that person was awake all night long. So Mimela, he was awake all night long, so he's not a Beria Chadasha. This concept of Beria Chadasha is only for a person with a sleep, and he woke up again. But if he wasn't asleep at all in the night, he was up the whole night, the not a Beria Chadasha, but he's not a new creature in the morning because he didn't fall asleep and wake up. So then he would not be able to make the bracha Asher Yatzar unless he did use the restroom. So that's the geish with night. If a person's up the whole night, so then if he didn't use the bathroom before Shachas, he would not make an Asher Yatzar, even though we say normally it's part of the Birkas HaShachar, but in this case where he didn't sleep, so there's no concept of Berei Chadash. He has to make sure to use the restroom if he's going to make Asher Yasser. Neish Ayrim De'im Hishtin Balayla Yuchal Lismaich La'inyin Birkas Asher Yasser Al Asher Yasser HaShachar. There are those who say that if a person relieved himself in the middle of the night, he could rely on the Asher Yasser he's going to make in the morning to pater the Asher Yasser. In other words, he won't make an Asher Yasser then. He'll just relieve himself and go back to sleep. And then in the morning, when he makes his Asher Yasser, that Asher Yasser will cover the need that he had in the middle of the night. That will pater the bracha. He doesn't say the bracha in the middle of the night. That's Yesh Aymrim. It's not Pashat. It's Tarakian Ladina. It's not so clear lahalacha that we can be samek on this chita. Gam pa'amim rabbis yikr shebabayker mishtekek oid hapam batalas miraglaim. You have another problem that he's going to have to use so first of all, it's not b'chal pashat that we paskin like that. And then in addition to that, there's another problem. If he woke up in the morning and didn't have to use the bathroom, so we could say that this Asher Yatzah he's making now will go on the Asher Yatzah that he should have made in the middle of the night. But if he uses the bathroom again in the morning, so then it's no different than if a person, Samazo, he uses the bathroom once, and then he didn't make Asher Yasser, and then he uses the bathroom again, he's not allowed to make Asher Yasser twice. So he lost that Asher Yasser. So well, same thing over here. If he woke up in the middle of the night, and he didn't make a brach Asher Yasser, and then he gets up in the morning, and he uses the bathroom again, so you're right, he'll have to make an Asher Yasser, but he's not going to be able to use that Asher Yasser to pater the Asher Yasser of the night. Basically, he lost an Asher Yasser. So that's not so ideal. So first of all, halacha, it's not pashat, we paskin like that. And second of all, it's not ideal because we have this problem that if we get up in the morning and use the bathroom again, we definitely lost the bracha. That the bracha he needs to make in the morning, Ashiyatza, can't go on the bracha Ashiyatza that he should have made at night. Kedil Kaman, Simon Zayin, by Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Amos, that we'll see such a concept by Ashiyatza that if he made it once, and then he used the bathroom again. If he used the bathroom once and then he used the bathroom again, he can't make two times Asher Yasser, and then he lost one of the Asher Yasser. So now, halakha might say, what do we do? It's a big nesayon. I mean, he wakes up in the middle of the night, and he's tired, and he's kind of confused, and he maybe has clothes on either, and he has to get dressed. It's a whole pain, this process of going to the bathroom and making a bracha. So Lamaisi says like this, a Yeru Shemayim, a person of Yeru Shemayim, Yachmer al Atzmoy. He should be machmer v'yitol yadav, and he should wash his hands v'yilboish mechnasayim. He should put on pants or yachkor b'shardav or lahafsig bein libo le'erva. As a lacha that if there's no separation between his erva and his heart, that he can't make a bracha, even if the erva is covered, he's wearing a robe without a belt or something. That's what he's referring to. That even if he put a robe on, he still has to put on a belt or pants or something that's going to make a heftig between his lev and his erva in order to make the bracha of Yivarech Asher Yatzer, to say a bracha Asher Yatzer. I once had a Rebbe who used to always say that the test of a person's Yirei Shemayim is the Asher Yatzer that he makes at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. That shows to show where he's really holding if he does it at a rosh or if he does it because of Yirei Shemayim. So, yeah. Yirei Be'ezah Bracha L'Archik of it. Now, he's assuming over here that he had a bedpan or something next to his bed. So he should be sure to go 4 amos away from this bedpan, Shalom Meiraglayim, because of the bedpan and the Meiraglayim itself has a problem of tzoya that you're not allowed to make a bracha. Go down amos away. Imu oimed v'chedru, if it's in the room where he is making the bracha. V'im loy haya ha'avit miyuchad lazeh, if he didn't have an avit that was miyuchad, in other words, it's not a bedpan, it's just a cup or whatever it is, a container that he used this one time, it's not miyuchad for that, then tai ba'atalas reviyas mayim l'soicha miraglayim b'chol pam u'pam shemashtim. Then it would be enough to pour a reviyas of water into the urine in order to be mevatlet. In other words, there's two different halachas. There's a halacha of the urine itself, which we're not allowed to make a brach around, and then there's a halacha of the container that a person will relieve himself into regularly. So the container, even if it would be empty, he wouldn't be allowed to make a brach around it. So he's saying like this, if the container is a regular, the bedpan, so then forget about it. He's anyway going to have to go dial it on with, away from the bedpan. But if it's not a regular bedpan, it's a container that he used just temporarily, and it's not miyuchad for this purpose, so then it's enough to be mevatel the yura and the meiraglayim, and then he doesn't have to worry about the container is not a problem, and the urine he could be mevatel. How is he mevatel the urine? With a revius. Each time that he makes, he could mevatel again with another revius. So that's clear. Just to make a recap, quick recap over here. What we said is that there's a halacha that if a person wakes up in the middle of the night, it's not pashut that a person can rely on the asher yatzeh that he makes in the morning. And in particular, if the person will end up using the bathroom again, then he's zikr lost that bracha that he should have made in the middle of the night. So it's really not so pashut. If he's a yirei shamayim, what he does is he's machmir. He gets up, he washes his hands, and he gets dressed, and he takes care, and he does everything he needs to do to make a bracha properly, and he goes back to sleep, and just makes sure, okay, well, this is probably for most of us, we have toilet, Baruch Hashem, that's a nageya, this halakha of the bedpan, but al-kapanim, if a person would be in such a situation, sometimes in a hospital, a person has to have a bedpan or something like that, so they have to be dalet amos away from the bedpan. Let's go further. They're learning halachas in the Hilas Yadayim, says the Mechaber, Mayim hapsulim l'netilas Yadayim l'suda, the Mayim that is pasul for l'netilas Yadayim for a su'uda, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah examples, are k'sherim l'netilas Yadayim l'tfila. You can use them to wash your hands for davening. Mihu yesh misha oimed avloy mevargalayu. There are those who say don't make a bracha on them, which means you don't make the bracha al l'netilas Yadayim, instead you make a bracha al nekius Yadayim. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katin Gimel. No, Sukkot Dalet. Thank you. Vafilu. So we said, oh, okay, I'm sorry, this was before. Sivkat and Dalet is still on, even if he didn't use the bathroom. Vafilu. Vahroitu l'salik min ha-safik. If a person wants to avoid the safik, in other words, we have here machlokas, the machaber, and the ramah, and he wants to avoid this, to get into this question, yizayu l'asai strachav tekef achar she'ira Mayim al Yadav Gimel Pamin. He should be make sure to use the bathroom and right after he washed his hands. In other words, the problem is here like this. Maybe the Netilas Yadayim of the morning comes along with an Asher Yatzeh. So if he'll go to the bathroom right away, so then he doesn't have a problem because he wasn't able to say the Asher Yatzeh because it calls him on, he had to use the bathroom. So he'll wash his hands, go to the bathroom, and then he took care of it. So then, and now he has a chiyuv of asher yatzeh, which for most of us is what happens in the morning. He washes his hands, he goes right to the bathroom, and then he comes out, and when he washes his hands the second time, he'll say his birkas hashachar. Yes, so again, so v'arotza li'salik min ha'safik yilai l'asa tzrachav tekev achar she'ira mayim al yadav gimapamim. Right after he washes his hands, he'll go to the bathroom, u'chshiyetzeh mi'bezekisei, and when he comes out of the bezekisei, yitol yadav pam shniyah. So then he washes his hands a second time, v'varach asher yatzeh, and then he'll make the asher yatzeh, and then he can be yatzeh to everybody. In other words, he's saying that it's better to avoid the safek if possible by using the bathroom right away after he washes his hands the first time. The toiv yatzeh, shlo yavarech, afilu birkas netil yadayim, ad achar netil shniyah. And the truth is that it would really be better to wait until after he uses the bathroom and washes his hands the second time, before making the bracha on the Netilas Yadayim. Why? Because he has to use the bathroom usually. When he comes out of the basic kisei, b'frat, he might start when the kav of the eighth Netila Rishayna. In particular, if it was the time that he was washing his hands the first time, he had to use the bathroom. Shaz b'vanda ina rishay b'varek. And he certainly is not able to make a bracha. So let's just say that quickly. He said like this. We have Ramach Lukas, the Mechaber, and the Ramah. Mechaber says you never make an Asher Yatzer unless you went to the bathroom. The Ramah says, no, the first Asher Yatzer of the day is even if a person didn't use the bathroom. It's like Birkas HaShachar. It's Ramach Lukas, so really it would be better Safek Brachas L'Hakel, Elamai, than Minigas to make it. That's we're not changing that. But a person could avoid the machlokas, he could be out to the kuleyama if he's careful to go to the bathroom right away after he washes his hands the first time. And then he'll wash his hands the second time, and he'll say asher yatzeh. Then the Mishnah Berurah says a side point, which is it's really better to make the bracha of al netilas yadayim after the second washing anyway. So then he'll have everything together. He won't have a hefsek between the al netilas yadayim and the second washing, and then the whole Seder of Birkas HaShachar altogether. That's what he's suggesting. period. And that is, from the Bir Lacha, what it seems like that is, that's the psak of the Shari Tshuva and the Derech HaChaim, that's the Nesivis, that they hold that a person makes a bracha on Tilas Yadayim on the second time he washes his hands. After he washed his hands right away, he got rid of the Ruach Ra, he went to the bathroom, made katanim, and right as soon as he's finished, he comes out, he washes his hands a second time, maybe gets dressed first or whatever, and he makes he washes his hands a second time. On that second Netile, he makes a bracha on the Tilas Yadayim, and then he says his Birkas HaShachar, the whole Seder. That seems to be the poskim, even before he goes to shul, it could be, because it could be going to shul as a hefsek. That's the first way the Mishnah Berurah suggested to do this morning routine. Then the Mishnah Berurah has another mahalik, which is a chai adam. The chai adam has a stickle problem that, according to the Rosh, a person only washes his hands for tefillah. And a lot of times, a person, by the time he gets to davening chakras, he makes gedolim before chakra. So it means he's going to wash his hands really a third time. And according to the Rosh, it's the netila that gets him ready to daven chakras, which is the netila that requires the bracha. So it will really be after the third netila, not after the second one. That's the problem. So the Chai Adam says it would be better to wait. If a person knows he's going to make gedolim and he knows he's going to wash his hands a third time, it would be better than to wait until after the third time to make the bracha. That's the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam kastav denagum lahamtin milavarek al nefilas yadayim ad lachar shemenake atzmoy. After he makes gedolim, then he should make the bracha al nefilas yadayim. So it's the third time he's washing his hands. He washed his hands right away when he got out of bed. And then he washed his hands after he made katanim and he did his morning routine. He made a shayashayatzar and he said Birkas HaShachar could be. And now he has a third time that he's talking about a case. He got up early in the morning. He was running a few hours, whatever. He went to the bathroom and made gedolim, and he has to wash his hands like a third time for chakras after the gedolim. So then the Chai Adam says he'll make the bracha then. V'roitza lispalo. He got. So then he wants to daven. Ein sham time. So we explained it. Achakach matzav b'sefer ma'aseh Rav shekein ha'enayik ha'gra zikron levracha v'ayim v'ber lacha. That the gra also held that ma'aseh. The gra really paskin like the rush altogether. He made a bracha before mincha as well, which we don't do. But al kaponim, the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold this two different ways to do the morning routine. Either he's going to do like the Shari Tshuva and the Derech HaChaim, which is to make the bracha after the second time he washes his hands and then say Birkas Shachar. Or he'll wait, if he knows he's going to make gedolim, so then he'll wait until after the gedolim and make the bracha on the third time before the tefillah. Let's finish up quickly. We have two short Mishnah Berurahs here. Simon Kuf Samech, that the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah made a reference to Hilchas Metzilas Yadayim in Simon Kuf Samech. What's over there? What water is possible for a Suda that we can use for the morning water? Da'inu mayim shenishtanu mar'ein, water that's discolored, oy nasa behem malacha, water that was used for washing or doing a malacha, oy meluchim, salty water, oy struchim, or foul water, shena kelev yachalishtoif mayim, that even a dog wouldn't drink from. So those four examples of water that are possible for the Suda are permitted for the morning. The mishumachi ru'uyim latfila, the reason why they're good for davening, the kamlai tzarek, Rak Mishum Nikius Baal. Here's for cleanliness as opposed for a Suda. Vav, the Loi Mavarek, the Machaber said you don't make a bracha, that's not what he means. He means you don't make the bracha on the Tilas Yadayim, says the Mishnah Berurah, Rasalama, on the Tilas Yadayim, Rak al Nikius Yadayim. The bracha that a person would make then, instead of making on the Tilas Yadayim, would be on the Nikius Yadayim for the cleanliness of the hands, because he's not being Mitzal with Mayim, he's doing it with something that only gets his hand clean. Alayu, he doesn't make the bracha. Ma'achrenim ikriu, the psak of the achrenim is the yukal levarach on the tilas yadayim. So halakha ma'aseh, no matter what kind of water he has, he makes the bracha on the tilas yadayim. Va'ayim lekaman siv zayin, mishnah berurah siv katan taz zayin. That period.